Pashas Esaisa Klal, because as soon as water comes into contact with the dough, you must be extremely careful to see to it that it shouldn't turn to chametz, not to allow the dough to remain still, to be left standing by itself for any period of time. Kedei shelo yisachzu b'hamayim hakfirois shel Mitzrayim, so that the water should not become harmed by the lack of faith of the Egyptians. Shekoifrim b'chidish olam yamach shemam. These secular thinkers who deny the concept of chidish olam, they don't believe in the fact that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness. Sheikur kfirosom hi b'mayim daika, whereby their main lack of faith is related to water. Sheheim tchilas habriya yesh miayin kanal. As we learned in the previous paragraph, water was that item which was created something from nothing. Ve'ikar hazihiru su levli lahashois esoiso shalei techmatz b'meshach hazman. The main alert when it comes to preparing matzah for Pesach is to be careful not to allow the dough to stay still for any period of time. It's got to be worked on constantly. If it's being worked on, rolled around, and kneaded and moved, it can't ferment. It can't become chametz. It's only if it's left lying still for a certain amount of time, that's when it has the ability to become chametz. V'ikar chametz usur shenasa b'meshach hazman hualidei haruach v'ha'avir kenira b'chush. And the main concept of the dough becoming chametz after a period of time is again when it comes into contact with air. It's the air affecting the dough, and the rising of the dough is that air getting inside of it. Shehoisa oilov and itpachas kishnis chametzes. The dough rises and ferments. Shezehu alidei huavir v'horuach. That comes about through air and wind. V'oz b'pesach tzrichin li zoher mizeh ma'oid ma'oid. And when it comes to dealing with the holiday of Pesach, we have to be extremely careful that it should not ferment, that the dough should not, what's the more technical term used for dough becoming chametz? Ferment? Okay. Shezehu ikar isur chametz usor, sheloy lechol mi'iso she'olso benefichov benechmetzes. That's the main concept of not being allowed to eat chametz usor, that you're not allowed to eat from a dough that rose up, again, that the air got in it and it was able to rise. Ki oz b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim adayin lo nizbarer b'shleimus koyach hamedameh. What's the reason? Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the spiritual reason behind this. We had learned earlier that the whole concept of the Jews in Mitzrayim and leaving Mitzrayim was a concept of where their emunah was being tested in a big way. And when they left Mitzrayim, they were given a certain boost of emunah. They had a certain degree of emunah. Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. However, Rabbi Nazal explains in Likut Imran that in order for the person to be zeichet to emunah b'shlemus, they have to have a birur hamedameh. And birur hamedameh requires Torah. And since at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim they were not given the Torah yet, they did not have the Torah, therefore the Birur HaMedameh was not there. Therefore the Emunah, even though they had a serious amount of Emunah, but it wasn't Bishlemus. It wasn't Bishlemus. And because, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now, Ki oz b'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim adayin lo nizbarer b'shlemus koyach HaMedameh machmash adayin lo yihoyo matn Torah. Rabbein Azal explains in that chapter in the Kutamran, the Torah Tikutei Chocho, that in order for a person to be Zeche to a Birur Hamedameh Bishleimus, there has to be Torah. There has to be Ruach Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. And since that was not there at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, therefore there was not a Birur Hamedameh, and therefore the emunah wasn't bishleimus. Al kein oz adayin yesh shlito the ruach shtus. And if the ruach hakodesh is not there solid, then the ruach shtus can still play around. Ruach daika. Look at the term that's used. Ruach shtus. Bechinas avir veruach tomei. That's what it is. Shehu bechinas ruach shtus. Hepech ruach v'avir kodesh. this Ruach Shtus is the opposite of Ruach HaKodesh, Avir HaKodesh. Alkein tzrichim lishmoroze soiso meyes nesina samayim sheloy tishe. Therefore, there's this serious requirement of watching over the dough from the time that it comes into contact with water, that it shouldn't be left alone. It shouldn't be left, you know, still. Shelo yishlot bo ruach va'avir hatomei shu ruach shtus. Because at this point in time, since the Matan Torah has not taken place yet, which means there isn't Ruach Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, therefore the Ruach Shtus is still prevalent. And the Ruach Shtus, if Ruach affects this dough, it's going to be Ruach Shtus. That's the point. Shtus means foolishness. You know, it's a negative type of spirit. Shehu Ruach HaTomei shel Hamoininin v'Amenachashim v'Mechashvim shel Mitzrayim. This refers to that impure spirit of the magicians and all the bad people of Mitzrayim. Shal Yodo Miskalkel HaMedame. They're the ones who mess up the Medame, the Koyach HaMedame. Medame means a certain aspect of thinking, which Rav Nosson Zal in this chapter is going to go into a beautiful explanation to clarify, to define Koyach HaMedame for us. Uboim Kfirois V'munois Kuzvies Al Yodom. And it's through these magicians of Egypt, through all of these wicked people in Egypt, they are the cause of lack of faith in Hashem and false beliefs. Dahainu Kfirus B'Chidish Olam. Especially denial of the concept of Chidish Olam, that Hashem created the world something from nothing. Shehu Bechinas Mayim, which is directly related to water, because again, water was that first item in creation that was created something from nothing. V'alkein, and therefore, Oz bePesach b'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim shu koydim Matan Torah. Therefore, on the holiday of Pesach, which is related to the Jews leaving Mitzrayim, which is before they had received the Torah, Adayin loizochu b'shleimus l'ruach haKodesh kanal. Even though we're taught that when the Jews left Egypt, you know, the night was lit up, it was like day, and we're taught that when they stood at Kriyas Yamsuf, Ro'aso shifcho alayam ashleiro Yecheskel ben Buzi, a maidservant was able to see Hashem more clearly than Yecheskel Anovi did. Still, Rav Nosson Zal says, Bnei Yisrael were not zoichet to Ruach HaKodesh b'shleimus until Matan Torah. Alkein tzrichin oz li zoher mizeh. Therefore, we have to be very careful about this. Sheze ikar isur chometz. This is the essence of the forbiddenness of eating chometz. Li zoher shelo yishloit haruach bo iso me'es nesina samayim shelo yisha ad sheyishloit haruach v'yach mitzas isar hazashon. To be careful that the air should not be able to take effect on the dough from when the water hits the dough, by the dough being left still, by the dough standing still, you know, after water has made contact with it, and thereby air being able to get in there and cause it to rise. Why? Kedei shelo yisachzu ha-kfirois b'mayim shenemshocha miruach shtus, machmas shadayin lo yizocho l'ruach ha-koydesh b'shleimus, machmas shadayin hoya koydem kabolas ha-toyra kanal. So that the klipos, the negative forces that are related to water, should not be able to go into effect, which come from Ruach Shtus, because of the fact that the Ruach HaKodesh isn't in place yet completely. That doesn't come into place until Shavuos, when there's a Matan Torah, then the Ruach HaKodesh is solid, then the Ruach Shtus is subdued, then we don't have to worry about Ruach, you know, acting in a negative way. Avol b'Shavuos shekvar kiblu Yisrael es haTorah. Whereas when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, who have been Yisrael already received the Torah, v'zochu l'ruach haKodesh b'shleimus. And at the time of Matan Torah, the Aseres Hadibros symbolize the 10 levels of prophecy that came down to the world, which also are tied into this term Ruach HaKodesh, a spirit of holiness. Al kein oz tzrichan l'hovi shtei alechem michometz daiko. That's why on Shavuos, the mitzvah is that the sacrifice should be from chametz. The shtei alechem had to be mamish chametz, not matzah. Ki oz haruach v'hoavir hu b'chinas ruach haKodesh, avir digdusha. Because on Shavuos, since there was Matan Torah, the Ten Commandments came down, the Ten Levels of Prophecy came down, a Ruach of Kedusha is in the world at that time. So therefore, the Ruach that's going to touch the dough at that point is a Ruach of Kedusha. Shaydezeh Mizbarer Hamedame Yoiser, which improves the Birur Hamedame. You understand? On Shavuos, not only isn't the Ruach a negative force, it's a positive force, it's a constructive force. V'yalkein tzrichen lohavi chometz daiko. That's why on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem had to be specifically chometz. Dehainu shesholta bohem horuach v'avir. It had to be dough which was affected by the air. Kios horuach v'avir nimshach mibchinas ruach ha-kodesh. Because then the air is coming from a place of Ruach HaKodesh. Shaydei Ruach V'Havir Azeh Mizbarer Hamedame Yoiser. That improves the Birur Hamedame. V'Zoichen Lemunas Chiddush Olam B'Shleimus. And it leads to a perfection of faith in Chiddush Olam. In the fact that Hashem created the world, something from nothing. Shezehu Iker HaTaharo. Which is the main purity. The main purification is when a Jew is zechet to shleimus to emuna, as we learned yesterday, shezehu ikar bechinas yitzias mitzrayim kanal, which is the essence of yitzias mitzrayim. That's what yitzias mitzrayim was all about, striving to get to a shleimus to emuna. But again, it wasn't accomplished at the moment they left mitzrayim. It was not completed until Shavuos. Now Rav Nosson Zalei has one other little note. V'zeh b'china shtei horechitzos sherechtzim b'leil Pesach b'mayim. And this is why we do something different on the night of Pesach than we do any other time. We wash our hands twice. We wash our hands once for the vegetable that's going to be dipped in water, right? Without a brocha. We do an atilas yadayim without a brocha at that point, which is called urchatz, kadesh urchatz. And then we do a second one. We do rochatzo when we're about to eat the matzah. We wash our hands again with a brocha. Kios tzrichin lahamshich meime hataro biyoser. Because on the night of Pesach, we have to see to it to draw the waters of purification in a very strong way. Shehem bechinas emunas chiddush olam, which means this solid faith in the concept of chiddush olam. Shaydeze Iker Hatara, which is the main purification of a Jew. The main thing that purifies a Jew is his emuna. Shezehu Iker Bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the main concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Al Pi HaToyra Hanal, based on the chapter in Likutim Ran that we're speaking about, Mevur Inyan Birchas Horeach, we could understand the concept of Birchas Horeach, Shemavorchan lefonov veloy lachrov, where when it comes to reach, you only make a bracha before you smell, not after. Kemavur b'shulchan aruch, as is written in the Shulchan Aruch, al reach mavorchan lefonov, aval lachrov ein tzorach levorich klum. Why? Kemavur b'atoyran al, because Rabbi Nezal explains in that chapter, Kudimran, she'ikro ho'emuna zoichen ali de birur hamedame, that the main emuna a Jew is zeichet to only once he has a birur hamedame, once he has refined and perfected his medame. Now, medame means an aspect of thinking and imagination, both. We're going to have clarity on this in a later paragraph. Let's say for now a clarity of thinking. Bechlal, shezeichen al yidei shemeskarvin et tzadik amiti, which a person is zeichet to achieve by coming close to a true tzadik, shehu manegador, who is a leader of the generation, sheyeshloi bechinas ruach hakodesh ruach nevuah ein sham hetev, whereby Rabbi Nezal explains over there that every true leader has to have a degree of ruach hakodesh, ruach nevuah, which gives him his authority and his qualifications to lead properly. If he's a true leader, a manigamiti, vaydeze zoichen leemunas chiddush olam. And when a person is zeichet to receive this birur hamedame from the tzaddik, that gives him solid faith in chiddush olam. Shezeh yefshir lahasig b'shum sechel, which is something that a person can't possibly understand. Rak kiyem be'emuna. It's only a matter of a person being able to believe it. to believe in this concept of Chiddush Olam. Ki ikar Chiddush Olam hoyo al yidei emuna, because we know that the ingredient that Hashem used to create the world, you know, something from nothing, the main ingredient was emuna. Kemo shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'chol ma'asehu be'emuna, that all of Hashem's creations were with emuna, with faith. V'alkein hoyo kol hoylam tolui. Ah, now watch what Rav Nosson Zalmei said. Rav Nosson Zalmei now is going to draw a parallel between what we said about Pesach and Shavuos and the creation of the world and Shavuos now. Because we know that at the time, the Pasuk says, V'chol ma'aseyo be'emuna, that Hashem's ma'aseh, the sheshes yemei ma'aseh, the 6 days of creation, were with emuna. But it wasn't bishleimus, because the Gemara makes a statement. The Gemara says that when Hashem finished creation, it was not really finished. The Gemara says, V'alkein hoyo kol hoylam tolui ad shishi b'sivan, that the world was still dangling, it wasn't solidly in place until the 6th day of Sivan. Shekiblu Yisrael es haTorah, which is when the Jews received the Torah. Ki oz zochu l'ruach nevuah, because as we learned earlier, through Kabbalah haTorah they received ruach nevuah, which is ruach hakodesh. Shaydeze nizbarer hamedame, which leads to a birur hamedame, v'zochu le'emunas chiddush olam, which leads to a shleimus in emuna, a shleimus in emuna, including emuna of chiddush olam. Ayin sham, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbi Elazar says this. So therefore we see again that when it came to creation, there was emuna involved, v'chol ma'aseyu be'emuna, but emuna can't be b'shleimus unless you have a birur hamedame. And a birur hamedame doesn't happen unless you have ruach hakodesh, ruach nevuah. And one example of a major, major shefa of ruach hakodesh, ruach nevuah is matan Torah. When Hashem, that's why it says yom hashishi vayechulu hashemayim voritz. Right in the beginning of creation, it says on the 6th day Hashem completed heaven and earth. The Gemara says, why doesn't it say on day 6, like it says day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4? Why doesn't it say on the 6th day? Because the Gemara says it's not referring to the 6th day of creation, it's referring to the 6th day of Sivan, 2,500 years later. On that 6th day, on the 6th day of the month of Sivan, when Matan Torah took place, that's when Vayechulu Hashemayim Voretz, that's when the creation of heaven and earth was really completed. Because as we learned, if you recall, years ago in Hilchas Umnin, when we did Hilchas Umnin in Chosh Mishpat, where Rav Nosson Zalmei made a statement there that nothing is completed in this world without emuna. The thing which is mashlim, everything in this world is emuna. And that's why I said a person who makes things is called an uman. Uman, because the shleimus of an item is emuna. So here again, Briyas Ha'olam, in order for it to be b'shleimus, it had to have emuna. So again, the pasuk says v'chol ma'aseyo be'emuna, but that was to a degree. It was not completed. Shleimus emuna does not happen until you have birur hamidame, until you have a real, real clarity of thought, and that requires this ruach nevuah, this ruach hakodesh, which came about at the time of Matan Torah. V'chidish olam shelosid ye gam kein al yedei emuna. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so too, the next Chiddush Olam, when we're going to have the next creation, when the new world is going to be created, Losid in the future, is going to also be through Emuna. Tavoy Tashuri Meiroi Shamona. V'chiddush Olam Shalosid Yeh Bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran that the Chiddush Olam of the future, when the world is going to be created anew in the future, it's going to be like Eretz Yisrael. Ve'oz yisnag ha'olam b'b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. And then in the future, the entire world will be conducted in the format of Eretz Yisrael, meaning shehanhagos alidei hashgocha v'neflois shaloi k'derech hateva. The entire world will have that same spectacular hashgacha proti that Eretz Yisrael is known to have today, that tomid eni Hashem alekecha bo, and the entire world will be conducted with miracles, shaloi k'derech hateva. Va'oz yisar shir chodo shu shir shel niflois. And then there will be turned on that new song, that song of miracles. Shaide shir hazeh gedelin kol harechois vayurois, whereby that song helps to promote the growth of all beautiful smells and fears of kedusha, yirad kedusha. Shezeh bechinas koel hamoichiach haroi, which is tied into the sound of the voice of a person who knows how to reprimand properly. Ayin shom kol zehetev. Look over there in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 8, that Torah Tikutei Chacha, there Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on all of this and explains all of this very well. V'alkein ein tzrichen levorech brocha achroin al oreach. Now you can understand why smell is different from taste. Why when it comes to smell, there's no need for brocha achroina. Ki kol habrocha yishem avorchen al kol dover tchilo basoif, hakoil hi b'shvil legalo yiso emuna gdoisha, dahainu emunas chidush olam. Because the brachas that we make on food before and after, the purpose of it is to broadcast our emuna, our faith, and especially our faith in chidush olam. Kalidei habrocha yishem avorchen al kol dover megalen shashem yizboroch boro v'chidesh yisoylem v'chol hasheboi. Because through the brachas that we make on everything, we announce the fact that Hashem created everything, the world and everything in it, from new. K'moshonam v'orchin ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz, boirei pri ho'etz, boirei pri adoma, etc. Shadei kol ze'ono megalen emunas chedesh olam. By saying that, we declare our faith in Hashem creating the world from nothing. Shehu ha'yoitzer hu ha'boirei z'bar shemoy, that Hashem is the originer. Original creator, you know, the originator. Ubishvil zet srichim lavorech al kol dover tchilo basoif, and it's for this reason that we make a bracha before and after. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Ki bebracha rishoino megalin emunas chidush olam shel achshav, dahainu chidush olam hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says the bracha that we make before eating and drinking, that bracha we show that we believe that Hashem created the world. That's the chiddush olam of this world that we're in now. Kemoy shanu mevorchem b'tchila, as we say, boirei pri ho'etz, so boirei pri adama, Hashem created the fruit of the tree, the fruit of the ground. That's in the world we're living in right now. Shebozeonu megalen shashem yizbora bores olam hazeh v'chol hasheboi kanal. That's where we declare that Hashem created this world, the world that we're in now, and everything in it. However, we're taught that after we finish eating, we have to make a brocha also. What that brocha is broadcasting is the fact that Hashem is going to create a new world also, you know, brand new. Ki brocha achroina mevorchen achar hu achilo.
Because the brocha achroino we make after the item has already been eaten up. It disappeared from sight. It's no longer around.
Azai, ikar habrocha hi bebchinas emunas chidush olam shelosim. And therefore, that brocha is related to our faith in a creation that's going to take place in the future. Ki kol dover sheboilam, watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Ki kol dover sheboilam yeshloi hascholo v'tachlis. Because every single item in the world has a beginning and it has an end, an ultimate purpose. V'ikar hu atachlis. And obviously the main thing is the ultimate purpose of everything. Because Hashem did not create anything in this world, you know, for nothing, not to serve any important purpose. Rakol dover sheboilam doimein tzoymeach, etc., etc. Hakoil kasher lakoil tzorech sheyovoil atachlis hatoiv. But rather, every single thing in this world, even inanimate objects, even plants, they were created with a purpose in mind that they should come to an eternal good. Dahainu,
בואייס שיהיה חידש הוילם שלוסית, שעזה יהיו נכלולן כל דובר שבוילם בשוירש חיוסם. That's when everything in existence, doimein, tsoimeach, chai, everything is going to be nichlal, is going to be plugged into the source of its chiyus, which is ha'odom shebishviloi nivra hakol kiyadua, who is the one for whom everything was created, everything in this world was created to serve man. And it's when the chiddush olam of the future is going to take place, that's when everything is going to be nichlal in odom completely. Validei hachiyus שהאודם מקבל מאיזה דובר בקדושה בתארו ובברוכה בכוונה קורוי על פי דין תוירה קדושה. Now Rav Nosenthal explains, through the chiyus that a human being receives from any item, when the person uses that item, בקדושה בתארו, and he makes the proper ברוכה on it with kavona, following the law of the Torah, על ידי זה מעלה הדובר לשרושוי. That's how he elevates the item to its roots, to its source. And again, that leads the item to fulfill its ultimate purpose. When the Chiddush Olam, the future will take place. Now, there's Rav Nosenthal explaining, everything that Hashem created in this physical world, He created for an ultimate purpose. The ultimate purpose, the ultimate tikkun of everything in this world is going to come about when there will be Chiddush Olam, in the new world. But the way that we bring something closer to that state is, since everything in this world was created to serve man, it's when man uses the item and he makes a bracha on the item properly, and he eats the item, he processes the item with holiness, Bidusha B'tara, that's when he elevates that item and readies it to achieve its full completion when there'll be the Chiddush Olam of Losit. V'alkein achar hu achila, and that's why, after the person finishes eating, she'oz kvar hikia hasov shel hadavar ochal, whereby at that point, the item that he's eating has come to a certain end, ki kvar ovar ubotel min olam, it's gone on a physical level, it's no longer around, it disappeared, Oz ikra habrocha shemavorchin al hachius shekibalnu mizeh amaychol. At that point, we're no longer making the brocha on the apple because the apple's no longer around. It's gone. It's in my stomach. We're making a brocha now on the chius, on the energy, on the goodness that I receive from that apple. That's what we're making brocha on. That's what we're focusing on. He shall yidei zois habrocho yale zeh hachiyas shel adovar shochal letachlisoi v'shoroshoi be'ez sheyi echidish oylam. The brocho achroina that we're making is to take the positive energy that this apple, that my eating this apple has generated, and to prepare that positive energy to get to its ultimate tachlis, to its shorish, at the time of chidish oylam. Because it's like the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, this world that we're in now is like a hallway leading into the future world, which is going to be the main room. So again, what are you doing in the hallway? Hachonos, preparations. Everything we're doing in this world is preparations for the real show, which is going to take place in the next world. So that our eating is also preparation. And in our eating, there's phase one, there's prerequisite number one, which is the bracha we make before eating in this world, which is to bring the item to a level of tikkun for olam hazeh. And then there's the bracha achrona, which is preparing the item to get to its shleimus hatikun the minute chiddush olam will take place. She'oz yugmar b'shleimus hatikun shel kol hadvorim sheboilam kiyadua. Because that's when everything in this world is going to come to its complete tikkun. Only when that new world, when that new creation takes place. And it's for this reason that we make a brocha achrona. For example, boire nefoshois rabois. Ki ikra brocha achrona hi bebechinas oilam hanefoshois. Because again, the brocha achrona is not focusing on the physical, because the physical is gone. The physical apple disappeared. We finished it already. The Brocha Achrona is focusing on Nefoshois Rabois, the spiritual energy Shehu Chiddush Olam Shelosid, which is tied into that new world that's going to be created. She'oz Yeh Olam HaNeshamos VaNefoshos.
That's going to be a world of souls. That's going to be a more spiritual world than the world we're living in now.
U'bishvil Zeh, and it's for this reason, Al HaLechem, that when it comes to bread, Shehu Iker Chiyus Adam, which is the most important food of man, Mevorchin Birchas HaMozoin. The Iker Birchas HaMozoin Hu Levorech Hashem Yisborach Al Eretz Yisrael, Shenosan Lonu.
That's why when it comes to bread, we say Birchas HaMozoin, and the main focus in Birchas HaMozoin is on Eretz Yisrael.
Kemo Shekoso V'yochalto V'sovoto U'veirachto Hashem Elokecha Al Ha'oretz HaToivah.
That's what Birchas HaMozoin is going to be all about.
Why?
Ki Birchas HaMozoin Shi Brocha Achroino Hu Bebechinas Chiddush Olam Shelosid.
Because we just learned that the goal of Brocha Achroino is preparing for future world. The Brocha Rishoina prepared the food item to be processed physically. The Brocha Achroina is preparing the item for the completion of its spiritual processing, which will only take place by Chiddush Olam. And we learned before that Chiddush Olam Shelosid Hu Bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal had said in Likutei Moran that the Chiddush Olam of the future is going to be Bechinas Eretz Yisrael.
Because then the new world that will be created then will be wall-to-wall Eretz Yisrael. It'll be all Eretz Yisrael.
And it's for this reason that the main focus in Birchas HaMozoin is on Eretz Yisrael.
Because that's the real essence of Chiddush Olam,
Sheyischadesh bebechinas Eretz Yisrael.
That new creation is going to take place is going to be all Eretz Yisrael.
It's not going to be like today where you have a world with thousands of countries and everything and you have a little dot on the map called Eretz Yisrael.
Then the map, the entire map is going to be north, south, east, west, Eretz Yisrael.
It's going to be wall to wall Eretz Yisrael.
Shezeh bechinas habrocha achroina kanal.
That's the concept of brocha achroina, which is tying into Chiddush Olam.
V'alkein brocha achroina chashuva yoiser mi brocha rishoina.
And it's for this reason that the brocha achroina is on a higher level than the brocha rishoina.
Ki ikra brocha midoraisa hi brocha achroina shu birchas hamozen.
Because the main brocha which we're obligated according to the written Torah to make is not brocha rishoina, it's brocha achroina.
Shehu birchas hamozen.
The only brocha that's midoraisa is birchas hamozen, brocha achroina, not brocha rishoina.
Ki chiddush olam shelosid bevadai choshuv harbe yoser mi chiddush olam shelachsho.
Because the brocha achroina, which we said is tied into the future world,
that future world is obviously much, much, much more important than this world we're in now. This world now is fun and games compared to the future world, which is where all the serious tikkunim are going to take place, where the shleimus ha-tikkunim is going to take place.
Ki ikra ha-tachlus hu olam shelosid sholam haba.
Because the main purpose of creation and everything is that future world.
V'chol olam hazeh lo nivra kim b'shvil liskos l'chiddush olam shelosid sholam haba.
And the whole purpose of this world was only to serve as a springboard and a preparation for Olam Haba, for that Chiddush Olam, which is Olam Haba, which ashrei to the person who will be zoche to that. Baruch Hashem.
Paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nosanzal says, Nimtza, Shebrocha Rishayna Ubrocha Achrayna Shemavorchna Al Kol Dovor Hu בבחינס אמונס חידש אוילום של עכשיו, שזהו בחינס ברוכה הראשונה, ובחינס אמונס חידש אוילום של עושה, שזהו בחינס ברוכה אחרינה, שהיא בשביל להלוי סדובו לתכליסוי הוא אחרין, שהוא בחידש אוילום של עושה לא ויקנה.
So Rav Nosanzal says, based on what we discussed in the previous year, you could understand that the brocha that we make before we eat, and the brocha that we make after we eat, corresponds to the concept of our emuna in Chiddush Olam, of the world that we're living in now,
and the emuna in the chilul shalom that's going to take place in the future. The bracha before ties into the emuna and chilul shalom of now. The bracha after is what helps to elevate the item to its higher level tachlis, which is what will take place in the new world order, as they say. V'alkein al horeach ein tzorich levorich brocha achroina. Now, based on this, you could understand why, when it comes to smell, there's no need for an after bracha. Ki kol ikro horeach nimshach mebchinas chidish oilam shalosid kimavur ba'tayonal. Because smell is tied in to that chidish oilam of the future world. Smell has very little connection to this world. Smell is an asham item. Remember, we said previously that the next world is that future world is called oilam hanefoshos or oilam haneshamos. Smell is tied into the neshama, koil haneshama talko. Shekol horechos, as is explained in the chapter we could run over there. Shekol horechos gedele mebechinas koil hanigan sheyisar losid beis sheyichidish oilam. That all smells, all aromas grow and develop from that, the sound of that song that's going to be turned on losid lovoi by chidish oilam. V'alkein horeach u'chius haneshama. Therefore we see that smell is what nourishes the neshama, not the body. It's not tied into the body. Ki ikr chius haneshama hu mebechinas chidish oilam shalosid shehu oilam haneshamois. Because the main source of life and nourishment of the neshama comes from that future world, the chidish oilam of the future, which is called oilam haneshamois. Asher kol shukas haneshama v'chiyusa v'shiyashua hu rak misham, whereby the entire yearning of the neshama and the source of life of the neshama and the pleasure of the neshama comes from there, from the chidish oilam, not from this world. Ki haneshama mema'eses boilam hazeh, because the neshama despises the physical world that we're in. It has no kesher to the physical world. Ve'ein lo chius rak mehoreach. The neshama, the only physical item in this world that ties into the neshama is smell, reach. Hanimshach michidish oilam shelosa, because smell is also tied into that new world, not to the physical world. Shehu chayei hoilam haba. V'alkein, and if you recall, we mentioned a few shiurim back that when Yitzchok Avinu smelled Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu had come in dressed up like Esav, he was wearing all the smelly, you know, furs of Esav, and Yitzchok Avinu said, "Come here, I want to touch you," and he said, "Re'ei reach beni kireach hasoda sheberach Hashem." You smell like that field that Hashem blessed. The Gemara says what he was referring to was the smell of Gan Eden. That he was saying, Yaakov Avinu, how did Yitzchok Avinu know what Gan Eden smelled like? Because we mentioned that at the time of the Akedah, Yitzchok Avinu's soul left him and went up to Gan Eden and spent a little time up there. So therefore he knew what happens in Gan Eden. And he knew that what Gan Eden is all about is smell. So therefore, he said about Yaakov Avinu, you smell like Gan Eden. Because that's how we describe Olam Haba, Gan Eden. We describe it as the Reach. And again, therefore, Reach is tied into that Chidish Olam Shelosid. Therefore, food items which have to go through two stages. Phase one is the processing, the earthly processing. Phase two is elevating it to plug it into Olam Haba. That's why you need a bracha before and a bracha after. Whereas smell processing, there's no two-phase processing. It's only one-phase processing. It's only tied into Olam Haba. Therefore, ein tzorech levorech al areach brocha achroina. Therefore, you don't need two stages. You don't need two procedures. One procedure, it's only the Olam Haba procedure that you need for reach. Legalis emunas chidish olam shelosid. You only need one bracha to reveal to broadcast the emunas chidish olam of the future. Me'achar shekol ikur horeach nimshach rak misham. Since smell is tied in only to the chidish olam of losid, to olam haba, to the olam haneshamos. Now Rav Nosson Zal further clarifies. Paragraph Yud Gimel.
כי באמס מה שאנו צריכים לבורך על כל דובר תחילו וסויב, כדי לגלו יש אמון הסחידש העולם שלך שלו, ואמון הסחידש העולם שלו עושים, כל זה הוא רק בשביל בירור המדמה. The fact that Hashem set things up in Yiddishkeit, where we make a bracha before we eat the item and after we eat the item, and we explained earlier, the before is our declaring of our faith in Hashem created this world. The after bracha is our declaring of our faith in that there's going to be a next world. The main purpose of those two brachas is for the sake of birur hamedame, to clarify and to perfect our thinking. Shali deze ikar hu emuna, which is the real perfection of emuna. Perfection of emuna is dependent on birur hamedame, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. כי לכוי רכושה, לא מלונו לבורך הברוכה בפה מולי דייקו לגלו איסו אמונה, הלו ידעי במחשבו, שיאמן במחשבתו יש השם יסבור הבורה הכל ועושה לחדש הכל. Why in the world do we have to say the bracha with our mouths? What's wrong with thinking it? What's wrong with just thinking of the fact that when I take a glass of water, I pause for a moment and I meditate, I think of the fact that Hashem created this water. Why do we have to verbalize it? Ach ma shanu tzrichen loimar kol habrochos vaydois bepemo leidaiko. However, the fact that Hashem has obligated us to verbalize it, hakol hu machmas birur hamedame, is for the sake of our refining and perfecting our medame, our thinking process. Ki micheit odom orishon v'chein kol echot aidei chatov, aidei zeh nizbal bel hamedama, shezeh v'chein azo masanochosh, kumvur baternal, shebilbol hamedama zeh v'chein azo masanochosh. Rabbeinu Zal explains in this Torah Ches, this Torah Tikkut Echocha, that the bilbol hamedama that people have, the fact that people are not able to think really clearly and understand things perfectly, is a result of the Zuama Sanochash. It's a result of the filth that the snake injected into Chava as a result of the Eitz Hadas. We were harmed in the process. That it's a result of that, plus all of our own sins. The personal the sins that a person does personally adds to the problem. And it makes more Bilbul Hamedame. Bilbul Hamedame is the opposite of Birur Hamedame. The Ikar Hu Emuna Tolui Bahamedame. And now Rav Nosson Zal tells us that a person's ability to believe, to have pure faith is dependent on the person's thinking process, the person's medame. Ukefi shemevarer kol echod es koech hamedame, to the degree that a person refines and perfects the person's medame, kemoy kein zeichel emuna, to that degree the person is zeichel to a clear faith. ולברר המדמה יאפשר כמיידי רוח נבואה, רוח הקודש כנל בטרנל. And we learned earlier that in order to really get to a pure emuna, meaning to a pure birur המדמה, it requires רוח נבואה, which we said that רוח נבואה is a בחין of רוח הקודש, like what was given on Har Sinai at Matan Torah. ובשביל זה, now Rav Nosson Zal says, ובשביל זה צריכים לומר כל הברוכס והתפילות בפה מלא דייקה. Now you could understand why a person must verbalize every ברוכה he makes and every תפילה that he makes. כדי לברר המדמה על ידי זה. Because when a person verbalizes the ברוכה, that's what gives birur המדמה. That's what refines and improves the מדמה. כי על ידי הדיבור הקודש של הברוכה והתפילו מזברר המדמה. כי הדיבור דקדושו הוא בחינס רוח השם, רוח הקודש. Because when a person, when a Jew is speaking words of kedusha, when a Jew is speaking words of tefila or words of Torah, the words that he's speaking are a bechina of Ruach Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi, in section Beis, paragraph Chav Gimel, the Pasuk says there, Ruach Hashem Diber Bi, the Spirit of Hashem spoke in me, or through me. So we see that Dibur Degdusha is a bechina of Ruach Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh. And we said that in order to have Birur Hamedame,
Bir Hamadame comes about through Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah. V'alkein al yidei shemedabrin b'peh mole hadiburim akdeshim shel habrochos v'tfilos. Therefore, by a person verbalizing the brochas that they're making, or the prayers that they're saying, or the Torah that they're learning, shehem nimshoch mebechinas ruach nevuah, ruach HaKodesh, and we said that these items, Torah, Tefillah, diburim of Torah and Tefillah, come from Ruach Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh. This is what improves and refines the person's thinking, which is what has a major, major effect on the person's success in Emuna, the person succeeding in having real solid faith. Yefsher Lizkois Lemuna Kim Alide Shemedabrim Dibure Emuna Bepe Daika Kamashikosov Rabenu Blikutimran Tanina Simen Memdalin. And it's for this reason that Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran, in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 44, that it's impossible for a Jew to have Shleimus Emuna unless the person speaks words of Emuna, unless they verbalize it, they put it into words coming out of their mouth. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Ho Emuna Toile Bepeh Shel Odom, that a person's faith is dependent on their mouth. No such thing as cardiac believers. You know, guys who say, I believe in Hashem in my heart. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Hashem is right here. He's in my left ventricle. Don't you see him? No such thing in Orthodox Judaism. In Orthodox Judaism, belief in Hashem is measured by the mouth, by how much a person speaks to Hashem, how much a person speaks the Yirim of Kedusha. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likut Imran that the Emunah is dependent on the mouth, kemo yishekosuv, and Rabbeinu Zal proves it from a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Oidia emunascha befi. I display my faith with my mouth. My faith can be measured by my mouth. Hainu kanal, as we said earlier, ki ef shaliskois lo emuna ki malidei bir hamedame, because a prerequisite to emuna is birur hamedame, she'eino mizbarer ki malidei hadibur bepemole, and the ikar birur hamedame is dependent on a person verbalizing their prayers, verbalizing their learning. Person has to speak gallons and gallons of diburim of kedusha. And those diburim are bechinas, as the pasuk said in Shmuel Hanavi, Ruach Hashem diber bi. And that Ruach Hashem is a bechin of Ruach HaKodesh. It's a Ruach of Kedusha. It's a Ruach of Nevuah, bechin of Nevuah. Borei Niv Sfosayim. Rabbeinu Zal brings in one place in the Kutaran, there's a pasuk that Hashem creates the movements of the lips. Niv Sfosayim. The word Niv, Rabbeinu Zal brings there, is Midosh Nevuah. That again, the lips, the diburim of kedusha that a person speaks, are a bechina of ruach hakodesh, and that's what really straightens out the person's brain. That's what corrects the cloudiness and the confusion and the topsy turviness in the brain, and gives a person the ability to really think clearly. And when a person thinks clearly, one of the things that get cleared up right away is the fact that there is a Hashem. They come to the realization of faith in Hashem. Emunah in the Chiddush Olam of now, and Emunah in the Chiddush Olam of Lasid Lavo. Now Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain more about this. This is one of the extraordinary places in the Likutei Halachos where this topic of Birur Hamedame is really, really made very clear. Paragraph Yudali. V'ikar Hamedame ein loy koyach kim ba'asiya gashmias. Rav Nosson Sal explains that this issue of medame, this issue of unclarity of thinking, is only applies when it comes to asiyo gashmius, only in a physical ballpark, like in a physical world. Sheshom yesh lo koyach lebalbel. Within an olam hagashmi, within a physical world, it's possible to have this confusion, this mental confusion. You'll notice that I'm translating the word medame differently, because the word medame is one of those Hebrew words where one word alone is not going to do it. It takes about 4 or 5 different English words that the word medame is used, you know, to mean all 5 of those things, depending on the exact context it's in. V'shom tzrichin ikra habir shel medame, and it's in the physical world that you need this biru hamedame, that there's this issue of refining the thinking. Shezeh b'chinas mashekosov b'ksovim. Rav Moslo says, with this you'll understand what the Arizal says. Sheikar achizas haklipois hu ba'asir. That the main ballpark of the klipois, the forces of tuma in general, is in the olam ha'asir, in the physical world. There are basically 4 major worlds. There are more than 4, but the 4 that are discussed 99% of the time are the Olam HaAtzilus, the world that's closest to Hashem himself, the Olam HaBriya, the world of the throne of Hashem, the Olam HaMalochim, the world of the angels, and then the 4th one, the lowest one, is the physical world that we find ourselves in. The Arizal tells us, you should know that the vast majority of the action, the klipa activity, is in this olam huasiya. That's the terminology that he uses on a Kabbalistic level. Rav Nosanzal says, I'll put it to you in a way of chassidus, or in a way of practical Yiddishkeit, that you should know that this issue of the ability to think clearly, this concept of birur hamedama, the fact that there could be a confusion and a person has to work to eliminate the confusion, to get to a place of straightness, where does that come from? That comes from klipos, forces of tuma. And their main ballpark is in asir, in the olam ha'asir. Ki ikar achizas haklipos walidei koyach hamedama. Because the main ability of klipos, forces of tuma, to do their thing is dependent on koyach hamedama. Shehu b'chinas noiga, which in the Arizal's terminology is referred to as the klipa of noiga. Noiga is a twilight. Again, twilight is something that's light and dark, good and bad mixed together. B'chinas eitz hadas toivora. Another example of this is the eitz hadas, which was good and bad. Sheikra chizosoi basir gashmias daika, where the main effectiveness of that is only in when it comes to physical asiyah, when it comes to the olam hagashmi. V'shom tzrichin ikar habirur, and that's where the main work is needed. This is something that comes up 1,000 different ways. For example, the Gemara says that one of the kings was about to pass away, and he was speaking to his wife. He was giving her instructions. She should know what happens when I... Wait, she should know how to take over the kingdom when I leave. He said there are 2 kinds... There are 3 types of people. A, B, and C. A and B, you have nothing to worry about. C is going to be your main problem, the main thing you're going to have to worry about and deal with throughout life. A is the righteous people, the good people. B is the bad people, the people who are outwardly bad. Both of them you don't have a problem with. The good people, you reward them, you keep them. The bad people, shoot them, or put them in prison, or give them cyanide, you know, whatever. That type C is where your problem is. Those are called the tzvuim. Those people who make believe, those people who are good and bad. They make believe, some of them make believe they're good, you know, they put on an exterior of good, whereas inwardly they're criminals. Guy who puts on a facade like he's a religious, wonderful person, he borrows $1,000, and that's the last phone call you get. You never get a phone call about paying back the $1,000. And that's all this concept of noiga, where there's good and bad mixed together. This concept of toivora, this concept of which is only within asiya, olam ha'asiya. Rav Nosson says, ki da, because you should know, ki koyach hamedame hu bechinas hamemutza, bein gashmias v'ruchnias. Now he's going to give us a second definition, not just a definition, but a second mahalich in what medame is. Rav Nosson says, you should know that medame is the intermediate state between physical and spiritual. Bein guf lenefesh, between the body and the soul. Ki koyach hamedame hu bechinas tachles v'ruchnias shel kol hagashmiyim. Rav Nosson says, if we're talking on a physical level,
Medame is the top of the top of the top. It's the highest within physical. If we're talking on a spiritual level, Medame is the ground floor. It's the bottom of the Ruchni. V'alkein hu bebchinas hamemutza shemechaber gashmis ruchnis. And therefore, it's a concept of this intermediate state which binds together Ruchni and Gashmi. It attaches the body and the neshama. Ki kol hadvorim ha-gashmim sheboilom on yicholim letzayrom b'moyach ketavnisam udmusa mamish. Because all items that exist in the physical world that have a shape and form and color and smell and taste, Hashem has given human beings the ability to picture that in your mind, to create an image of that in your mind, where the person can mamish create the entire image with the color scheme and the size of it and everything about it. V'zeh ha-koyach shemetzayer kol ha-dvorim b'moyach zebechinas koyach ha-medame. This ability to picture something in your mind, to create images in your mind, that's referred to as this koyach ha-medame. Ki koyach ha-sechel hu amiti ha-pnimi rochoik v'ne'la mo'oid mikol mine gashmius. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal says here, the essence of a person's brain, the essence of a Jew's brain, is billions of times above that. In other words, a Jew who is really religious and who has a pure brain, his brain isn't into thinking of what ice, you know, picturing ice cream or picturing a big fancy house or picturing all the pictures that exist within the Olam HaGashmi. That's all nonsense. This person's brain is into much, much higher level things, into Torah, into Hashem, into spiritual items. So when we talk about the sechel hapnimi of a person's brain, knows the meat and potatoes of a Jew's brain, that's way, way above this. That's not fantasy land. That's not, you know, the drawing board of the person's brain. The drawing board is the lowest level within a Jew's brain. Rak ikar hatzir hu al yedei koyach hamedame. But rather, this ability of the brain to draw physical pictures, you know, that kind of thing, that comes about through this koyach hamedame. Kemavur kol ze besforim, as is discussed in Sforim that speak about this. Veze hatziur shemetzayrim dovor gashmi b'moyach, ze hatziur hu tachlis haruchnis shel oseh dovor. And this ability to picture something in one's mind, to make a picture, a mental picture of something in one's mind, that's the highest level of elevation of that physical item. Where you've taken an item that's physical and tangible, and you've elevated to a point where you don't need the physical item in front of you anymore to discuss it or to deal with it. You've put it on a spiritual level. You've put it, you know, you've taken it to an intangible place completely, and it's there. It exists there in the highest place within Gashmi. Avol keneged hadas. However, compared to thinking about Hashem and thinking about serving Hashem, ze hatziur hu bechinas tachlis hagashmius. This imagery, this physics, is like the lowest level of brain thinking, of what the brain was really designed to do. Lahavdil, those people that work with computers know what I'm talking about in a certain way. You have a computer that costs $12 million. This computer can calculate, this computer guides a spaceship or guides a satellite in from its beginnings. Number one, everything about building the satellite, all of its components, how everything about it works, all the scientific connections with it, and how it's made, how it's created, how it's processed, and the actual guiding of the system, the electrical, you know, everything in there is guided by this $12 million computer. Now you get and the guy who runs it, it's a scientist, you know, a major, major genius. Now he's got a six-year-old kid at home who just learned addition and subtraction. And he says, "Daddy, my teacher told me that you can do this on a computer.
can I use your computer, Daddy? Because you have a computer, right? Does your computer add and subtract? Yes, of course it does. Great, Daddy. I can do my homework on this computer. He's going to do his addition. That's exactly, you know, that's the kind of what Rav Moshe Zal is talking about here. A human being, a Jew, is given a brain. The brain has wires that go up to Hashem. Those to Hashem, the Torah, the most lofty, the highest level thoughts imaginable. One of the lowest level things that this brain can do is imagery. You know, picture a physical item. Draw a picture of the physical item inside the brain. Because even though on one hand you're going to tell me, but what are you talking about here? This picture that I formed in my mind of the refrigerator, exactly how it looks, you know, with the shelves in it and the cool, and I can hear the sound of the motor running in it. This picture has nothing physical to it at all. It's a spiritual item in a sense, because there's nothing tangible, nothing gashmi about it. This picture that I have in my mind of the refrigerator, afal pikein, me'achar shemetzayer b'daitoy dovor gashmi, hu nechshav tachlis hagashmis neged pnimius hadas. Still, the fact that you're dealing with physical items, you're dealing with a refrigerator or a house or something like that, which you're picturing in your mind, that's the lowest level of what the mind was designed to do. What this $12 trillion computer, the brain, was designed to process and work with, which is Das, which is something much, 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 much higher than this, you know, physical imagery. Avol neged adovra gashmi biatzmoi hu bechinas tachlis aruchnias. However, compared to the physical refrigerator sitting in my kitchen there, that schlubby metal thing, you know, that makes noise and it's got to be washed and cleaned and it leaks something, you know, compared to the physical item, the picture of it that I have in my mind is like the most spiritual that I can elevate that to. You understand? I've converted it. It's no longer a physical. It doesn't take up any. It's above space and time and everything, right? Now it's not, and it has no price. It's above price. It's above electric. It's, you know, it's a picture in my mind. Me'achar shanu mal in dovor gashmi el amoyach. Because the fact that we've taken a physical item and elevated it, brought it into our mind. Umetzayren tziro levad b'moyach b'li shum gashmi esklal. And I'm able to store a picture of that item in my mind without anything physical. Look at this. Look at where the brain is above the computer. There's no diskette, there's no cassette, there's no, it's being stored in nothing, in nothingness, in a spiritual place, you understand? It's not, so on one hand you say this is super, super, super spiritual. Rav Moshe Zal says, V'hovein hadovor heitev, and understand this very, very well, because this is very important. Nimtza, shekoyach hamedame hu bebechinas memutza ben gashmi l'ruchni. So therefore, this term that's used in Sforim of Koyach HaMedame, it's somewhere in between Ruchni and Gashmi. It's somewhere in the middle. V'rak al yidei HaKoyach HaZeh yichoyimen lohoishit ulohidia tzir dovor gashmi lahamoyach vadas ukemavur mizeh b'sforim. And it's only through this ability that Hashem has given us, this ability to think on this level, this ability to photograph things in our mind, you know, and to picture something in our mind, that's what gives us the ability to transfer a physical item into our brain, into our das.